Dear Reed, I'm delighted to report that I have gone through the process of decluttering my storage areas and have a motley assortment of items that I would like to keep. I am ready to contain the items and am unsure how to do so. Perhaps, Ree, you are also a Gen Xer and remember the question in grocery stores long ago, paper or plastic? I am facing the same dilemma, cardboard or plastic boxes, and also opaque plastic or clear plastic. Are you able to provide some guidance? Sincerely yours, Boxed In. Dear Boxed In, first, a congratulations that you did the decluttering first before containing the items that you want to keep. Let's approach with three steps. Step one, consider your aesthetic sense. Go to a place in your home where you feel particularly calm and relaxed. Take a gander at that space. Are items on display so that you can see them? Are the items behind a door or in a drawer? Ask yourself, do you want clear bins or opaque bins? Step 2. Consider materials. Cardboard, plastic, metal, glass mason jars, my personal favorite, or another suitable material for the purpose. Step 3. Consider accessibility. Are these items that you would like to access daily, weekly, yearly, or are they heirloom pieces for legacy? Where in your home would you like them to be? One more note. Now that you have a sense of how you want it to look, which materials you prefer, and where the containers will go, take a look around your home. Are there already containers that can do the job? Are you able to repurpose? Warm regards, Mari of Reese Purpose and Making Copacetic Happen.